Hey everybody, quick little content warning for you here, just so you know, we're not going to swear on this one, and just bring your kids around. It's a clean episode.
Bring them close.
Bring them close. Hug play them. Play it loud. Also, it's opposite day.
We talk about a straight up orgy we had.
we had two of them. We saw it on a video. We talked about videos we saw with orgies.
Enjoy the episode.
I just went to the counter and they don't split bills.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see what we got here. We got the two lattes. I had the smoked salmon and quinoa salad.
Oh, all right, fancy, man.
Yeah. Oh, haven't you done well? Oh, I think I've done very well.
Fancy man with his quinoa salad there.
Oh, I feel so fancy.
Ooh, fancy Ooh. Man with the fancy fancy.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Books Are Boring podcast. I am Trevor Pullman.
And I am episode 76?
77.
Damn it! I'll never know what episode we're on. I will never figure it out.
Because remember last week was 76 trombones and the week before was our diamond anniversary?
I clearly do not remember what... What? A diamond anniversary? That's 75?
Hey everybody, we're fancy boys.
And here's the proof in the pudding.
Proof in the pudding, we're fancy boys.
Yeah, proof in the bread pudding.
I bet you're on your commute or you're walking around just being...
Just on your legs, not even be carried.
Just walking around and you're just not being fancy when we're over here being super fancy.
Yep.
Living the high life, Miller High Life.
Yep, we're living the Miller High Life.
It's great.
Drinking flutes of champagne of beers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're drinking flutes of champagne.
Of beers.
And right now, actually, to be honest, we're drinking white wine with strawberries in it. I don't think you can get fancier than that.
I don't think you can.
No.
Unless you also put caviar, frozen caviar in there.
Oh, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So today's episode is going to be you guys catching up with your two favorite boys in the world,
mm-hmm.
Trevor Pullman and his ghost. And I'm also here.
Ethel.
How is Ethel doing?
Ethel
is a fancy ghost.
I haven't been talking to my fancy ghost Ethel since she killed my fish. So,
right. Well, I mean, that's definitely a reason for, you know, some silent treatment.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's true.
Kill a member of the family, mm-hmm. get silent treatment for 2 weeks.
Get out of here, I say.
For 2 weeks.
2 weeks. You kill a member. That's. What's that on The Simpsons? You're banned from this museum. You and your children and your children's children for 3 months.
Oh, so good. I love The Simpsons. Damien knocked it out of the park with The Simpsons joke today.
Yeah, so good.
Walked out of the bathroom and we started making stupid jokes about how I always see him in a towel every week. He's like, sorry, you'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel. Man, is there ever a time and place where a Simpsons joke ain't like just the perfect antidote for the boring situation?
No, I don't think that's right.
Are we talking about how like somebody got mad about a Simpsons joke? Somebody didn't like hearing a Simpsons joke?
Yeah, somebody was telling us. Our guest on Tonightman with Trevor Tonightman was telling us how like her friend, the one thing that annoys her the most about her husband is that he references The Simpsons too much. It's like, what? What are you talking about?
I almost get it because if you reference The Simpsons too much, as somebody puts it, that does mean that you have a Simpsons line lined up for every possible situation in life.
Simpsons did it.
The Simpsons did it all.
Yeah.
Right? There's a perfect line to say in every situation for The Simpsons. I can see that pissing off some people.
I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but when my brother was first...
Oh, we're getting into repeat stories now.
Yeah. When my brother was first dating my sister-in-law, like, she thought about breaking up with him after we went on, like, just an hour-long road trip. Like, not even a road trip, just driving together for an hour because it was her and her future brother-in-law's. And we were just quoting movies the whole time, and she was getting so annoyed.
Wow. Dude, yeah, no, I remember meeting you thinking like, it's a little much.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think it was like at Cake. We like hung out at Cake for the first time.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
What?
We went to Cake, see Cake.
Oh, yeah, Cake, the band. Yeah.
Band. No, we went to a Cake trade show.
You thought I was a little much? Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
This is like heartbreaking.
What did you think of me when we met?
You peed in a bottle.
Yeah, in a cup.
In a cup. Was it a cup? Oh, yeah, it was a McDonald's cup.
Right next to you.
First night I met David, he peed in a cup right next to me. So, yeah, good impressions all around.
That was the first time that I met a person. No, it's not the first time. One of the very few times I met a man, and later that night I had my penis out a foot and a half away from him. Yeah. We went out and we saw a cake show, and this was at my brother's like bachelor party-ish kind of situation.
Yeah.
The band Cake. Here's a little clip.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
And Trevor and I remember that night pretty well. Like, not that this is funny or a great story or anything.
No, no, I remember.
If you don't, I remember we were talking about, like, video editing and you making videos and talking about Jeff is dead.
Oh.
And me thinking that I was cool.
The only person who's ever thought anything about Jeff is dead was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would grow to regret that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As one does. Yeah.
But, I mean, we're here today to both catch you guys up on our lives, but give you some tips about living a fancier...
fancy life, yeah.
...richer life.
Yeah.
And one of those tips is... good. McDonald's bathroom? No way.
No?
That's for plebs.
That's for the plebs.
You piss in the car.
In a cup. In a McDonald's cup.
In a McDonald's cup. Pour it in the grass of the person's house when you get back.
Your own private, I don't know, washroom.
Yeah, so having a private washroom like a McDonald's cup is way fancier than going into some plebeian establishment and using their rest facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a fancy tip for you guys.
There's a tip for all you fancy boys.
All right, so chronologically, we'll continue going from when we met.
Okay.
Then what happened?
Okay. Oh, then years later, we became roommates.
Right. Okay. That was step two.
That was step two.
Years later.
Yeah.
And then we started doing Vines.
Yeah. Oh, you guys remember Vine?
That's
our claim to fame.
Yeah, it was. And nobody saw them or liked them. It was all on my account.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have an iPhone at the time.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, man. This is bringing back some memories.
Bringing back the memories. Here's one to everybody. There's a street festival happening outside our house right now.
Yeah.
And there's also my roommates are watching wrestling.
Yeah. So we're competing with a street that no cars are allowed on.
Yeah.
So only
live
stereos,
bands. Yeah.
Live bands and drunken hooters who are just hooting and hollering.
Just hootering and hollering.
And then in a few rooms from us are some silly boys who have purchased the pay-per-view of men pretending to fight each other and some women.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And that's what we're competing with sound-wise.
Yeah.
But I think it'll mostly wash out with these microphones. No, it'll be in really bad.
It'll be. So comment below
how bad
it is.
Also, comment below your fanciest recipes for caviar souffles.
Yes, yes.
So, and a souffle, if I'm correct here, is just something that you light on fire?
No, that's a creme brulee.
Right, I might have missed it.
Yeah, a souffle, you see, a souffle is like a kind of a dessert. And what I learned from Doctor Who is that the souffle isn't the souffle is the recipe.
What?
The souffle isn't the souffle. It was a foreshadowing for like a couple episodes later.
How does that help me with understanding souffles, though?
That's a good point.
Because I want to. Because I know souffle is something that rises a lot. What do you light on fire? Flambe.
Flambe. Yeah. Because like with the creme brulee, you use the torch
to caramelize it.
And then
But it's not on fire.
Right.
I'm talking about foods that are on fire when you get them.
Right. Yeah. Oh, like those steaks.
What steaks?
Oh, no, they sizzle. It's the fajitas. Yeah. They come out sizzling, and you're like, what?
Yeah, but they're not on fire.
No, they're not on fire.
This has been Trevor names things that aren't actually on fire.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that is on fire, though, is those people who juggle fire. Those things, those torches are on fire.
You know what I learned about them?
No.
Is they practice with them not on fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Until they master it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And with the knives, the knife jugglers, chainsaw jugglers.
They use like plastic knives first.
Plastic knives or the same knife, but with like little covers on the blade. And the chainsaws aren't on.
Yeah. You ever see that clip of, You know that magic trick where you take the paper tubes, you put the knife in, and then you get the get somebody to like move the tubes around while you're blindfolded, and then you like put your hand over the tube and like push down.
So yeah, basically you got a tube standing up. There's a hidden knife potentially
in one of the three,
and then you're flattening the tube with the slapping of your hand.
Yeah,
and theoretically, if there's a knife in there, it'll go through your hand, and destroying you.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
So that's a magic trick I've seen before done live. It's like, ooh, the scary. It's like street performers do it a lot. There's a video of somebody who failed on it.
No.
Yeah, just like boom, his hand through it.
No.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How does he handle it? Screaming? I don't
know. Yeah.
Probably just screams a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bleeding. I saw it years ago, but I'll see if I can find it, put it in the show notes.
Well, that'll be the opening clip.
Yeah.
They already heard it.
If it exists, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny, man.
What if I just fever dream that? Like, what if I just made that up in my, like...
Dude, that is my biggest fear in doing this horror movie podcast that I do.
Yeah.
Is that I will start talking about a movie because there's so often it's like, oh, wait, what's that one movie where, and it's just going to be some crazy bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, what's that one movie where my dad comes into my room in the middle of the night? And Chris's like, what are you talking about, man? I'm like, no. He does this every night, you know, every week. He's in my room every night just looking at the doorway, just hoping he doesn't come in. What is that movie? I am just so scared of doing that. Like, mm-hmm. Because I fever dream a lot of stuff. Yeah.
On her face. Yeah, because I've been sick the last couple days, and like my dreams have been messed up.
Yeah,
yeah, except for last night, because that NyQuil. Whew.
NyQuil is just from the gods, man.
Yeah, because like it was literally like I took the NyQuil and then I watched some TV and then like zonked out, and I woke up this morning like in that, like, usually I dream every night so vividly, and I was just like, fall asleep, I'm up for work.
Right. Yeah. You just don't even register that you were out.
Yeah.
Well, it's good for that. Yeah. You just lose time.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I love NyQuil so much.
Yeah,
it's like it's like Game of Thrones milk of the poppy.
Oh,
it's like
yes.
This
yeah.
crazy strong like sedative. Yeah. Like ends all
that's
pain.
Just heroin, right? Milk of the poppy.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's basically super pure heroin fluid.
I was watching this video. This guy had this theory that I think there's more, but like this Game of Thrones theory. And sorry, we'll get back to what's fancy in a minute.
Game of Thrones is fancy.
It is pretty fancy. But
anything on HBO is
there's
extremely
this
fancy.
Fan theory. I don't know if it's a fan. Yeah, where they say that George R. R. Martin, his plan was that it would end that they were on another planet. And that, like, it would end with, like, UFOs or whatever. Like, there would be some kind of reveal that they were just another planet in this other galaxy of, like... Because he had this series of books before about... With, like, different planets in this galaxy and how they all...
Okay.
And, like, each book, I guess, or each series of book was about, like, different planet or whatever. Because he's always just been a sci-fi writer, and then he wrote these fantasy books.
But he's been intending to...
Yeah, because he does, like, scientific, like... Like, there's all these scientific reasons for different things that exist within the
Game of Thrones world.
So,
dude, this is an exciting fan theory.
I think the show would just get terrible rating. Like, people would just be so mad if that's how it ended. Like,
yeah?
Terrible reviews for, like, and then a spaceship came down and aliens walked off or whatever. Like, that'd be the worst ending.
I think that might be the worst ending.
Yeah.
I really pissed Jody off with this little bit that I do about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
She's like talking about like all these fan theories, and this was well before, like early on in the show.
Yeah.
She was like theorizing without having read the book that like, you know, Jon is going to be, you know, Daenerys's like brother or whatever, like all these things, you know, that turned partially true. All this stuff that started happening. She's talking to me about all the theories and stuff. I'm like, yeah, and I'm just waiting for like the day when the other shoe drops and Jon Snow's arrow lands. She's like, what? Like, remember that scene early on in the show where for no reason Jon Snow just fires an arrow really high in the air? I can't wait for that to land. Who's it gonna hit? And Joey's like, that's really dumb. And I'm like, what if? And she'll be talking about, she's like, I feel like Daenerys, like, who do you think's gonna die at the end? I'm like, yeah, who's gonna get hit by Jon's arrow? She's like, stop. I'm like, what if Jon is walking up to Daenerys and gets hit in the back with his own arrow? It was him all along. And Joey's like, fucking stop. Like, she just does not enjoy it at all.
Did they bang? What's their deal?
Yeah, they banged.
They banged. Okay, I couldn't remember. I was like, did they bang or are they brother and sister or both?
I think it's going to work out both.
Okay. Yeah.
Or cousins or something like that.
Yeah. I feel like they're related in some way.
They're related.
Yeah.
I forget slash don't care.
And that's unprecedented in that show that they would have related people have intercourse.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do that in the Game of Thrones world, so I'd be surprised.
Turned out to be true?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think what's going to end up happening is when Jon Snow's arrows land.
Yeah.
It's going to make it so that that's okay.
Yeah, in that's some true. Way. Yeah.
You know how it works.
No, I know how it works, yeah.
That, like, Hodor reveal where they went back in time, something with the arrows going to change stuff.
Spoilers a second ago. There was a spoiler.
Right, go back a second ago if you don't want me to spoil it and then skip what I spoiled.
Yeah. So go back 30 seconds and then skip ahead 15 minutes. I feel the breeze, the feathers
of an arrow out in my yard. What else is fancy?
You know,
oysters.
Oysters are fancy. Chocolate's fancy. Chocolate-covered oysters.
Chocolate-covered oysters are fancy. Have you ever had oysters? Do you like oysters? I feel like you don't love, like, these sea creatures.
No, I love sea creatures. Yeah, no, I love
them. You do?
Yeah, I do. I love clam.
You don't love sushi.
I don't love sushi, and I'm realizing more and more that it's more like I don't like nori. Like, I don't like the seaweed.
Right, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's the seaweed that has something in it that makes me gag, because I love fish, and I love, like, shrimp, prawns, like, they're the same thing. Yeah, no, I love it all, but I haven't had oysters, because it's the raw thing that always made me nervous, because a lot of times you eat oysters raw, but
yeah, but we're thinking that that's probably not the case.
Yeah.
So just a bed of rice, piece of raw salmon. You run in the mill like salmon sushi.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah.
That changes everything.
Okay, yeah.
You gotta go get sushi, man.
Yeah.
Do you think there's like a cheap middle of the day $5.95 all you can eat sushi restaurant?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
We'll find it.
I've told just repeat stories probably, but my old roommate
Fever Dreams.
He would always eat 7-Eleven sushi, and then the one day I was like, "Is 7-Eleven sushi good compared to other sushi?" And he goes, "I don't know. I've never had it anywhere else."
Oh, I love and hate that, because here's something that our fancy listeners might not know. 7-Eleven makes some good food.
Mm.
When I say good, I mean, no, it's not good.
It's not good. But when I lived in a small town in Alberta called Coaldale when I was 18, living with my family and kind of an insomniac, I would just hop on my bike in the middle of the night and go to 7-Eleven, get a cheeseburger, microwave that shit.
Amen.
Yeah.
I would go to 7-Eleven and I would buy two chicken Caesar pitas.
Yeah.
And I would eat one just as I'm walking to school.
Yeah.
And then I would eat the other for lunch at school.
Nice.
And then I would go buy two after school. I would eat one on my way home.
And I would eat one when I got home. Like when you reach that point in high school where you have a part-time job so you can buy stupid shit like that It's like this newfound freedom.
Yeah, when I got like my first, like I have $70 I can spend, so I'd spend $70.
Yeah,
I'm like, man, that lasted one day. What the hell?
Yeah, that's like when I got my student loans for the first time, and I was like, I have $1,000 in my bank account. I have unlimited money in my bank account.
I could literally buy an unlimited amount of cheeseburgers to microwave. Yeah. But I remembered like. I know it's not good food, but I never got food poisoned. Mm-hmm. I ate their cheddar smokies. I covered them in the chili that was supposed to go on the nachos.
Yeah, but you can put that on anything you buy there. Like you're allowed.
Put in your Slurpee.
Yeah, you're allowed to buy a bag of Doritos, open up that bag of Doritos, and put that chili and cheese in there. That is not against any rule they have at 7-Eleven.
You can open a very small box of Gobstoppers.
Yeah.
And just
fill it up with the chili and cheese. That's how you be fancy, folks.
Oh my god. That is the most disgusting thing. You want to know what fancy people do? Is they eat Gobstoppers that are swimming in a soup of chili cheese. Yeah. Ugh, dude. But I ate all that food for so long, and I loved it. I always found it really good. And now when I go back to 7-Eleven, because I just moved close to where you lived.
Yeah.
And since Jody and I have been together, and actually in Jody's life, she's never had a nearby 7-Eleven.
Oh.
It's always been like a road trip stop or something.
Yeah.
Or when you're out visiting something
like
that.
It's like right by your house now.
Yeah. Dude. It is a fuckery for us. And so like I've been reindulging in everything.
Yeah.
And it's all just is so good.
Yeah.
I love it all. I'm just such a trash person. I
think taquitos are my current, like, on the way to work food. Oh, I love
that too. Yeah. 3 for $5, man.
It's so good. Most of the time, I only feel like 2. And they're like, you want to get that third? It's 3 for $5. I'm like, I only want 2. Like, but it's 3 for $5. I'm like, I'm not going to eat 3.
I think you just got to get better.
Yep.
I just eat the third one now. Mm-hmm. I got used to it. Yep. I got used to them just going like, I might as well get 3. I'm like, you're right.
You're right. No. Nope.
So I did. And then my stomach got bigger.
Oh.
I got used to it.
Yeah.
And then I started like getting, you know, sick all the time.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not getting real protein nutrients.
There's lots of proteins in those taquitos. You got a little piece of pepperoni in there.
There are proteins, yes.
Yeah.
But not that your body can recognize or use.
Right. I remember once we had a meeting with my old film company that I worked with, and somebody brought like just a shit ton of taquitos for everybody to share. Like,
no, really?
They bought like a frozen thing, like a box.
Oh, those ones.
Yeah, and then baked them or whatever. Yeah. And like, hey, we have snacks for the meeting. And then my friend showed up with 3 taquitos from 7-Eleven. He's like,
All right, so those like El Monterey or whatever they're called, the box of taquitos, I know exactly what they are.
Yeah.
Because of my love of 7-Eleven taquitos, I've eaten them many times.
Yeah.
Because they're fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like such skinny, narrow, little gross, can't heat them right.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, they're just little straws full of
cubes
of what we're supposed to believe is meat.
Yeah. Oh, so gross.
Yellow goo. Yeah. It's supposed to be cheese. And I mean, they taste fine.
Yeah. But they're no beefy 7-Eleven. Cheese.
Beef taco. Monterey Jack chicken. Jalapeno popper. You can get breakfast ones. There's like
smelly feet is one, I think.
A smelly foot one.
Yeah.
A duck à l'orange.
That's a good one. If you want to be fancy, go to 7-Eleven and demand they make you a duck à l'orange taquito.
I'll have 2 duck à l'orange taquitos.
And do you have a Chateaubriand?
You don't want a third one? You don't want a third one?
It's a 7-Eleven. Do you want to take a walk outside? If you want a burrito, you can have another bite of mine.
What else can you do to be fancy? Trivial.
And one way to be fancy is to have a schnitzel.
Oh yes, a good tasting schnitzel. Tell me more.
You just fry it up.
So you just batter up some schnitzel. So schnitzel is...
Schnitzel is like a battered meat. So a Wiener Schnitzel is like a battered and deep fried pork chop.
Okay.
And then there's you can get a beef schnitzel or it's like a German food.
It's just battered.
Yeah.
It's like German shake and bake.
It's like German shake and bake.
God damn it. I thought it was fancy.
It wasn't fancy. You know what's
just German shake and bake. What other shake and bakes did I think were fancy?
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken isn't fried chicken.
It depends how you prepare.
How you fry it?
Yeah.
I don't think cooking anything in greasy oil is fancy. Beef Wellington.
Beef Wellington. No, that's baked.
Right. In greasy oil or the oven?
In the oven.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, it's like covered in like breading.
Like phyllo pastry kind of?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, fancy boy.
I'm a fancy boy.
Yeah.
So, Trevor, you're a fancy boy.
Mm-hmm.
So you had fancy boy Christmas.
Fancy boy Christmas, beef Wellington.
That's what you had for fancy boy Christmas.
Yeah,
beef Wellington. Ah, I see.
Yeah,
we had duck à l'orange.
No, yeah.
We had swordfish.
Swordfish.
That is okay. So here's what we're gonna talk about. My number one wanted to eat animal is swordfish.
Yeah,
I've never had a swordfish
before. No, me neither.
But I've seen it on menus. That's why it's like in my sights. You know,
mm-hmm.
See on menus like, hey, you can get our hamburger for $12.95. Here's our steak for $18.95. Here's our plate of swordfish for $471. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, give me a swordfish.
It's like that Community when what's his name is like. $40? It said market price. What market were you shopping at?
What's your most wanted to eat fancy animal?
A white rhino?
Okay. I've had it before. It's okay.
It's fine? Okay. Yeah, it's okay. Just for, like, shark fin soup.
Ah, there's a good one.
It's like you endanger a species.
They taste better when you know poor people can't afford it.
Yeah, yeah, because it doesn't add any actual flavor to the soup.
No, in fact, I didn't like the taste of it.
Yeah. But it's expensive.
It costs a lot.
And rare. Like, yeah.
I think you should just eat a bowl of fish eggs. It's fancy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Eating the eggs of a mother fish is fancy.
Yeah.
Lighting them on fire is fancy.
Super fancy.
Wrapping that in phyllo pastry and then shake and baking it in another country is fancy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're on to our own super fancy recipe here.
I think so. Here's what I know. Here's everything I know about caviar. You ready for this? If it's a garnish, you're not supposed to eat all of it. It's just a garnish, right? I learned that from You've Got Mail.
Okay. That's what you got for me?
Yeah.
Shouldn't have suggested the fancy theme, huh?
No.
That's a bad one.
That's a bad one. That's a bad idea. I'm so fancy. You already know. I gotta stop whispering on the podcast because editing Trevor gets really mad at that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you never want to tell recording Dave what editing Trevor doesn't like.
That's true.
Seagull noise. Awesome.
I didn't hear that.
I did.
Oh, okay.
And the listeners probably did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, your ears are all plugged up, right? And all your sinuses
That's
and stuff.
That's true, yeah.
Because
right,
you're sick. Because
sick.
You're fancy and you've been kissing, what's a fancy animal?
Shrimp.
You've been kissing shrimp?
Pig.
Kissing pig?
Pig is a fancy animal.
Like forest pig.
What?
Like a forest pig from Tuscany?
Yeah.
Like a Tuscan pig.
No. Like a regular pig from a farm.
That lives in a little box. And eats sludge.
Yeah, the farm. You know those places where they have all these animals in like really close quarters and they can never move their entire life and they just get forest fed? That's called a farm, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you think that's the pig that is fancy people kiss? Yeah. I feel like fancy people don't go to farms because they eat animals in a more expensive facility.
Oh.
Like animals that live, like they probably eat the pigs that live in like Trump Tower.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They eat Donald Trump.
Trevor just reached out his glass for me to cheers him because he thinks he nailed it.
Because I called Donald Trump a pig.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know you did.
And I want to kiss Donald Trump.
Trevor.
Just to show him who's boss.
All right, I'll cheers it.
That was loud.
An authoritarian kiss. I understand that. Mm-hmm. I could get him by his cheeks and pull him in. He's like, I don't want to. like Donald Trump, you know, he does the handshake that you can't get away from.
Yeah.
I would love to see the grandmother kiss that he can't get away from, that he doesn't want.
I would also like to shake his hand and just see how uncomfortable he is with my clamminess.
Yeah, I would let go of his hand.
But he's like, oh, please stop.
Dude, a good thing to do in handshakes to get out of them in that exact situation is to make the other person do all the work. Hold on to their hand, but make your arm go like limp.
And so
they're like basically holding your arm up.
Yeah.
It really increases the awkward factor.
Yeah.
And no one can hold on to that.
Yeah.
And everyone comments, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my tip to you as a fancy man.
Here's a tip to you as a fancy man.
Seagull noise. Do you have an actual tip, or are you just...
No.
You like queuing up...
No.
...that you're going to say something and then sitting back and taking a sip?
No, I was repeating what you were saying.
Oh, I was saying, here's a tip.
Here's a tip, and I was like, here's a tip.
But after we've dropped the tip.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's not very palatable.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. So we're fancy men. Drinking fancy wine.
Yeah.
With fancy frozen strawberries in it.
Yeah.
Talking about fancy taquitos.
Yeah.
And kissing Donald Trump.
Kissing Donald Trump's pig lips. Fancy.
Pretty soon we're going to have to get into apologies, but I think this time before we do that,
yeah,
we should plan it out because our last few apology sections have been pretty haywire.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, so I don't think we should tell any stories in this one.
I disagree.
I know.
Okay.
These are just, I'm going to say my suggestions, and then maybe instead of itemized, you can deal with them when I'm done.
Am I keeping this part in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I want them to know.
Okay, yeah, for
sure. The problems I have with you.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
I think when we apologize for things, we should do it to a tune.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think that if we're going to do a whole apology section, it shouldn't be to a tune. That wouldn't go down smooth.
Yeah.
Okay? So no stories, to a tune, and no tune.
Two stories, to a tune, with no tune?
No stories, to a tune, no tune.
Okay, great.
Got me?
No stories.
One story. No story.
No story. Just a few stories.
Keep stories to a minimum.
To a tune. No tune. Because we can't sing.
And then we'll auto-tune it.
And then we'll auto-tune it later. And if I learn auto-tune.
Okay. Low to no stories. To a tune. No tune. Auto-tune. If you learn to auto-tune.
Right. Deal.
Got it. All right. So apologies.
I apologize.
To listen to me wanting. No tune. That's the third rule.
I'd like to apologize to the listener.
Okay, that's a good one. I'd like to apologize to the listener as well.
All right.
Here's one.
Okay.
I would like to apologize. Oh, that's a tune.
Here's a quick story. David tried to sing, but he's not good.
No stories.
I would also like to point out that when David did that, my headphones literally shook.
Right, I don't have headphones, so I'm like, I hear sounds the way that they happen in the room. You're hearing sounds as if I was, two of me were in on each side of your head, one on one side, one on the other, singing loudly into your ear.
Yeah.
Hmm. Is that what it's going to be like for the listeners? Trevor's going to puke or something.
No, I went to cough. I went to like move my head away from the microphone to cough. My headphone cord gets caught on my chair.
So you went into the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry for that sound that Trevor made.
Sorry for that sound.
I'm sorry for the stories and the tunes.
And I'm sorry that you had to listen to this. I'm sorry that you were contractually obligated to listen to this.
Yeah, I'm sorry that 6 or 7 generations ago, when on the road in a horse and buggy, your ancestors encountered a witch who cursed them for running over her cat, Jeff. And they said, one day, your great, 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 however many greats are required, grandchildren will have to listen to episode 67 of the Books Are Boring podcast to fucking completion. And that is okay. And then one more thing to say to make it fancy at the end is vive la France.
And join us next week where our guest will be the Queen of England, Meghan Markle.
To have a schnitzel and a blintz.
Have a beautiful time.
Bye.
Melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
And the and play at the end of this, play do you have that dance? So that's what Trevor, so if this is still in, if you haven't cut this yet, this part and a little bit before it would be the fading out part right before the chorus, so then when we get to the end, it'll be that part of the song. So,
am I just paranoid? Am I just
Work, 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 Sky Moon.